Diary, October 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. October 1st to 16th, 1899. Hamilton, Newcastle. Brother Starr secured an excellent carriage and faithful horse from a man interested in the truth, but who has not taken his position. He is convinced of the truth, but his wife keeps him back. We hope he may be converted to the truth. He was our coachman. He knew just where to take us and showed us the better portions of Newcastle. No one would ever suppose that Newcastle and Maitland were such important places. The suburbs are locations of different degrees of importance. Labors are now going on in Lambton and Adamstown and Wallsend. The giving of Bible readings extends a long distance. The seed is being sown, and the Lord alone can give the increase. There is one suburb where the more wealthy reside, and in this suburb are the residences of Arnott and his sons, the great biscuit manufacturer. He has, with his sons, become rich in this business. They are dwelling in good, wholesome, excellent houses. Their surroundings are attractive indeed. But I thought as I looked at the fine buildings, all this will pass away. We are pilgrims and strangers on the earth, seeking a better country, even and heavenly. Arnott sends his son to the school at Avondale. I spoke to the people in afternoon. We had an excellent class of people, and we have our souls drawn out after this part of the Lord's moral vineyard. We are trying to accomplish the work with a great dearth of means. We will keep trusting and praying and believing, and the Lord will send us means to carry forward His own work. He will not leave us to plan and devise and be unable to finish. I expect Sarah to leave that night for Kurenbong, but the Lord helped me to speak to the people 1 hour. In the evening, Elder Daniel spoke with great clearness and power. The chapel was full as it could hold. These meetings have been, I know, a blessing to the people. One who had embraced the truth seemed to be losing his faith, but he is attending the meeting. Brother Miller has never been in the habit of giving. He was converted to the truth and took his position after the camp meeting. Brother Miller has helped. He paid his long back tithe Sunday. Thank the Lord for this. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales. It is very cold this morning. The arrangements were made last evening that we should take the first train to Sydney and devote the day to viewing the place that was thought might be the chosen spot for a sanitarium. W.C. White came in and conversed with me in my room. A meeting was to be held for council in the early morning. We repaired to the chapel meeting. Brethren Hickox, Daniels, Starr, Caswell, and Hare, and Brother London and his wife were present. It was quite cold. Some had rugs, others had none and tried to warm their hands by the sun's rays coming in at the window. We talked in reference to the carrying on of the work while the meeting was going forward in Toowoomba. It was thought that the work should be zealously carried forward in the suburbs, Wallsend and Lambstown and Adamstown, all places being worked at the same time. After the Toowoomba meeting shall close, in about 10 days, Maitland will be worked. A camp meeting will be held in that place. We decided, after important questions were discussed, that to satisfy Brother Starr, W.C. White would first spend a day with him in the interest of the Avondale School, appointing the work for a number of the students during vacation. All day Monday was fully occupied in real work. American mail was received, and all were deeply interested in its contents. This gives us work to do. We must write several letters for next mail. In 1 week and 2 days we must be on our journey to Toowoomba, Queensland. We read our interesting letters from Brethren Haskell and Irwin and Sister Haskell. They are doing all in their power to secure means for us to work here in Australia. Brother Irwin sent $600. This is good, very good. Brother Haskell had money raised, but thought he would wait until he reached Battle Creek, for he could not obtain a draft before the mail went, so next mail I shall expect more means. These men feel the situation we are in, and are laboring with all their powers to relieve the situation and bring in means to relieve the pressure. Dr. Caro sent a letter for W.C. White and myself to be at Hornsby Station by Monday morning train, and his trap would be there to meet us, to see the land they had been looking at 10 miles from Sydney in a suburb they think the best in which to locate the sanitarium. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. I could not sleep after 12 p.m., and I dressed and prepared to relieve my mind of a burden in writing to Brother Morse. I wrote 9 pages. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I cannot sleep after 1:30. The African mail closes this morning. I have much upon my mind concerning my friends in Africa. I take a number of pages to be added to the pages already prepared for Tuesday morning's mail. I have written under great burden of soul, both for the people in America and in Africa. Toowoomba, Queensland. I spoke in afternoon. About 100 persons were present. Spoke from John 14, verse 1-4. The Lord gave me freedom to represent the ascension of Christ, and His announcing that His going away was to prepare mansions for them, and He would come again and receive them unto Himself, that where He is, there they may be also. We are to expect the soon coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ the Lord. Toowoomba, Queensland. This afternoon there were about 200 present. We were glad to see quite a large number of hearers on the outside of the tent. There was no confusion or noise. I followed on the same line as on Saturday. The love of God which passes knowledge. I read verses from John 14. Maitland, New South Wales. It is a most oppressive day. All in the house feel the letting down influence of the atmosphere. I cannot write. I cannot read. May the Lord help me is my prayer.